your number, please?
Porter 31617.
Calling from Mel Gabler.
Thank you. Are you long distance?
Lubbock, Texas.
Are you paid?
Yes.
Thank you.
Hey, Mel Gabler.
Who's calling him?
Lubbock, Texas.
Who's calling him, operator?
What is your name, sir?
Buddy Holly.
Mr. Buddy Holly.
Oh, he's recording. He's recording right now, operator.
Will it be more than 5 minutes?
Oh, yes. He'll be out the whole afternoon.
You know about what time we'd be able to talk with him?
Not before tomorrow afternoon.
Could you talk with anyone else, sir?
No, I couldn't.
All right. I'm talking about your call.
That's all right. Thank you.
Thank you.
All right.
Mr. Paul Cohen, please. Long distance calling.
Doc.
Thank you. Go ahead, sir.
Mr. Cohen?
Yep.
This is Buddy Holly.
Yeah, Buddy, how are you?
Just fine. How's things been going?
Fine.
I thought I'd call you about my contract. I noticed that it wasn't renewed, and I just took it for granted that it was going to be canceled.
Geez, I don't know anything about it, buddy. I'll have to check on that.
Sir?
I'll have to check on it. I don't know anything about it.
Well, I didn't receive a notice in December, you know.
Yeah.
And so I thought if it'd be all right with you that if I wondered if I could just go ahead and get my release and everything.
Well, if they didn't pick up the option, you automatically have a release.
Yes, sir. Well, you remember those songs that we cut back in the summertime that never was released?
Yeah.
I wondered if I could get you to send me a release on them so we might could try to do something with them.
Oh, no, you can't have those.
You couldn't release them to me?
You can't release those for 5 years.
Well, I thought maybe you might could...
No, we'll probably release those records, buddy.
You probably release them?
Oh, sure. We've probably got money tied up in those songs.
Well, what if I was to pay the session fee on them and
they
just...
Decca wouldn't give money. Decca doesn't do that.
They wouldn't do that, no way whatsoever. Well, I mean, Decca didn't seem to be doing too much farming. I thought I might try somewhere else, you know?
Well, if they haven't picked up the option, I didn't know anything about it, why then you go ahead and do it with somebody else. But anything that you made for Decca, you can't make for anybody else.
In other words, Decca wouldn't... I mean, I tried my best to cooperate with them, and they wouldn't go along with me on that.
Well, I think they sent out records to everybody. It just didn't happen, that's all.
Well, there wouldn't be any way then that I could...
No, anything that you made for Decca, even if they never released it for 5 years, you can't make it. Any of the songs.
Mm-hmm. Well, that makes me feel sort of bad.
Huh?
That makes me feel a little bit bad.
Why?
I just thought maybe seeing as they weren't doing anything with them that...
Well, they may. You don't know what they're going to do.
Yes, sir, but, I mean, the session was, you know, it was called off. I mean, it wasn't released, and it was taken as a bad session.
Well, what session are you talking about, buddy?
Those five songs we cut back in the summer.
They're not... Those aren't thrown out. They're just held in the can. They may release those. I don't know what they're liable to do.
Well, I know that you told me and Mr. Bradley told me that they would never release those because
they
weren't any good.
Well, you still can't make them for 5 years for anybody.
Mm-hmm. Well, okie doke then. I guess that...
Don't feel bad about it.
So it does. Well, I can't hardly keep from it, Paul, because...
Well,
I mean, it seems sort of a heck of a way to do a guy.
They got money tied up in this thing, and they just... they may go ahead and release them. I don't know what that'll do. They'll play them over, and they can... salvage him.
Mm-hmm.
So you can't record him for any company, but you can record anything else you want to, any other new song.
Well, yes, sir, I knew that, but yeah. We thought that some of those was pretty good in there.
We have an account. You can't.
You can't do that?
No.
Well, that...
You haven't made any of these yet, have you? Have you cut them for anybody?
No, sir.
Well, before you do that, let me know. Maybe I can work out something.
Well, we was wanting to just any time now.
Huh?
I mean, we was wanting to cut a master, like you said, on our own and pay for it ourselves and see if we could sell them to somebody.
Why don't you let me hear them first?
Sir?
Why don't you let me hear them before you give them to anybody and I'll tell you what to do.
Well, I mean, I didn't much want to stay with Daddy because they didn't seem to be wanting to push me.
If you didn't want to stay with it, then you're free to go any place you want to.
Yes, sir.
Okay.
But, I mean, they didn't seem to want to push me. That's costing them money and everything. And
well, they'll take the gamble. They'll lose money. That's up to them if they want to lose the money.
Mm-hmm.
So don't worry about it.
But I figured seeing as if I get, you know, on a smaller label, more regional right around here or something, it'd help me out quite a bit more.
Look, the only thing is I tell you, you can't release any of those records, buddy.
Mm-hmm.
That's all I can tell you.
In other words, I couldn't talk to Mr. Gabler or anything and,
no,
and get him to let me.
I'm talking to the boss right now.
Yes, sir. Well, I didn't know. I knew he signed my contract, and I didn't know.
He just works for me.
Mm-hmm.
He's only vice president.
Well, okie dokie, Paul.
You let me know what you want to do, and maybe I can help you out.
Well, you mean about not staying with Decca or what?
Well, no. Let me hear what you do first on the things, and I'll tell you what, if you want to, if I can give you a release or not. Let me hear them first.
Well, just a dub of them, you mean?
Yeah, let me hear them.
Okay.
Okay.
Well, so talk to you later about it then.
Okay, buddy.
Thank you a lot.
Okay, bye.
Bye.